Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. While on the radio here in California, you guys want to grab those mics? I'll just talk, you know, and just make sure there's no dead air, because God forbid there should be dead air here on the radio. How's it going?
Hey.
Hi, Stefan. How are you, man?
Good. How are you?
You and I are old friends.
Yes.
We've seen each other a lot. Who are you playing for when we first met? Was it Brett Denon?
No.
It was
Sasha Evans.
Sasha Evans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Playing drums.
Yeah.
And now you've been promoted.
Yeah,
to guitar.
Yeah.
Did you promote yourself?
Yeah. Well, actually, we just figured this out this morning. Usually, I play keyboard, and she plays drums, and he plays bass.
Let's say who's here. Just a minute. I've got it on my thing here somewhere. Oh, for goodness sake. I did have it. Anyway, never mind. It's Ali. He's singing. Ali Lorne is singing.
Hello.
Stefan's playing guitar and singing like an angel in the background. Carl's playing guitar too, and Katie's playing keyboards. But usually you sort of mix it up and you have different people playing different things. Who's usually the bass player?
That would be me.
That would be Carl. Hello, Carl.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's just something dumb to do.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It is.
Is that everything?
Some days.
I should say that, Ali, you've got this kind of Marlboro-like voice. You sound like you've been singing for 82 years.
Yeah.
And you do this Edith Piaf wobble, right?
Really?
But she's the size of a small, like a toy car. About that big, aren't you?
Like a smart car?
Like a little, no, smaller than that. You're like one of those little cars I used to play with when I was a kid.
Oh, a matchbox.
Like a little matchbox car. Oh, perfectly fought. Don't get me wrong.
Totally.
I'm not being, and I don't mean to be sexist, but you're very small, petite, but you've got this voice that's
a Janis
Joplin.
Lizard.
Janis Joplin meets Edith Piaf.
Thank you.
In hell.
I like all of it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. God, I skirt pretty close to the edge, though, don't I, with that sort of thing. People could get really upset. But you sound beautiful. But I'm interested in the words of that song. Because what is it? What are you saying is dumb to do? Did you write the words?
Yeah. The lyrics of that song actually are... It can be read as a dialogue between two people, or it can be read as one person. And it's just talking about, you know, they're doing something dumb. But they like it.
Ah, right, I get it. Okay, so it's a relationship kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's very zen-like of you. It's dead zen-like of you, because really life is just something dumb to do while you're here, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think that's really, it was great. It's beautiful.
That's a brand new song. We actually recorded that one like 2 days ago.
So you did?
Yeah, this one's not even released or anything. We just decided to do it because we like it right now.
Yeah, you're still getting that buzz from the song,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah,
getting into it and getting to know the song. They take on a life of their own, don't they? And then they, you know, you got to try and stay interested in them. And if they're good, they'll stick with you.
Totally.
You know, it's really interesting. So you guys played at Locally Crafted at the Wayfarer there recently.
We did.
That's our latest connection with you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, did you enjoy that? Was that a good, nice gig?
That was our favorite, I think.
Yeah, that was probably, it was one of the best gigs we've played so far. We're like pretty new as a band, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a fun show.
The crowds are usually good up there. They're just, you know, they're there to hear original music. That's the thing.
Totally, totally.
You know, so yeah, we got more of those coming up. People can tune in and find out more about that. What happens if people vote for their favorite band, or the one that gets the most votes.
Right.
And these things, it's always like the band calls there.
Who's better at social media?
Yeah.
Right, or who's Catholic bands do very well, because they've all got 9 brothers and sisters. You know what I mean? And they call them all up and everybody votes 3 times and that's that. But yeah, that's how that works. It's just a way to keep people engaged, really.
You just have to have one friend who's good at hacking and then he can vote like 400 times.
Or your parents.
Yeah.
I love that.
Hopefully people are not taking this quite that seriously. That they do a hacking thing.
To a hacker, it's not serious. It's just fun.
Right. I have developed a new software. I will kill this stupid radio station. So you guys putting together an album? Is that the idea?
Yeah, we have an album out right now on Spotify. It's Otherwhile. It's called Born to Be a Stranger under Otherwhile. It's on iTunes and Apple Music and everything, but... We're recording music with this group here. This is like a new, new-ish group. We wrote the record with just me and Ali, like 2 years ago we started, and then we finished it, and then we had to find a band, so then we met Kyle and Katie, and Spencer, Askin, the singer of the Grumble, he actually plays guitar with us sometimes.
Oh, he does?
Too. Yeah.
Oh, they're great too.
Yeah.
We love the Grumble.
Yeah.
He's on that album.
Awesome.
Spencer recorded some of the songs on that album.
Awesome.
Yeah, so.
It's part of the new thing of modern sort of making music modern, in the sort of modern world. A lot of people collaborate, nobody cares, there's very little sort of competitive thing going on. Everybody's just trying to make the best music they can.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, it really is. And we've been saying that. Mind you, I've said it for years. Nobody ever did it. Loads of ego, loads of nonsense.
Right.
But you guys, your generation, wow me every time. And again, I don't mean to be patronising, and I don't know you guys very well, but I know Stefan. And the first time I met him, he was clearly one of those guys that's sort of above and beyond your average dude.
Oh, stop it.
So, no, come on. He's sure, the guy can sing like an angel, like you say, and he's a wonderful drummer, really great drummer. And I was jealous of Sasha. And now I'm jealous of you. So there you go.
I get jealous of Sasha too.
Yeah. Do you want to play us a song? Play us another song and then we'll talk more.
Sure.
All right, so it's Otherwhile are here from Costa Mesa, California. We're very blessed to have them here. It's just tremendous to have live music of such a great quality here at KX93.5. It's just coming up to 10 to 10 on a very hot, sweltering day here at the studio. And when you're ready, guys, I'm going to move this fader up here, and you're ready.
Cool. This one's a cover. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well,
I love it. That's so great. Other while here in the studio doing a Fleetwood Mac song, Thunder Only Happens When It's Raining from Rumours, which brings back memories for me. Not particularly nice ones either. Long time.
We're sorry.
That sounds like a long story.
It's a long time ago.
How could that be a bad memory song?
Well, it's the time that it was that I was listening to that record. I was in Israel and I was alone, and I was traveling, and I only had that one. I had a tape record, like a what do you call it, a Walkman thing.
Yeah.
And it had one cassette, and that was it. Fleetwood Mac.
I could see how that would start getting sad.
Oh my God. And I'd just broken up with somebody and it was
sorry.
And I couldn't afford
I'm
beer.
I'm trying to side with you here.
It's a terrible time. Still. All right, well, bye then.
Bye. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No, it's
that was really,
really
fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. And what a great, interesting cover to do. So brilliant.
Thank you.
Glad that music is still alive in the hearts of people younger than myself. So what's happening next? What are you going to do next, you guys? Not right now, obviously, it's breakfast time. But, like, generally, in your careers?
We are going to record lots more music.
Yeah.
And...
play more shows.
Play lots more shows. Mm. And... and hopefully come back here and play more songs.
You must come here and play more songs for us, because
or,
I think whatever you do,
redo,
it's going to be...
Redo Dreams, because I butchered that one.
No, it was great. And you guys are interesting because you're real musicians, and you'll come here and you'll make mistakes and you'll do things that are different, and it'll be interesting. You're not
but
one of these.
No one else knows or cares.
No, people care, but they don't know. Stefan, you really do have to take a happy pill. Come
sorry.
On now, buddy.
I'm sorry.
Everything's going to be fine.
I'm sorry.
It's
I'm
music.
Sorry.
Nobody cares about music anymore. Listen, it's really a pleasure to meet you all, and I've just got a good feeling about your music, and I'd like to hear more of it, so please do bring it in.
Thanks for having
Thank
us, man.
You. Thank
that.
You.
Absolutely.
What a wonderful Monday morning.
Nice one.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Otherwhile, in the studio on KX93.5, live music, I would just have bands in here all day long. I wouldn't bother playing anybody else's stuff. Just get one band after another and totally have a laugh with them, because I love musicians and I love music, and I'm so happy to meet you guys. Otherwhile on KX93.5.